The presidential candidate of the MPP, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, has promised to seek the interests of Ghanaians first in every decision that will be taken under his presidency. He said the phenomenon where expatriates, particularly Chinese, invade the country and destroy the livelihood of Ghanaians will not be tolerated. Nana Addo made the pledge in Accra when he interacted with members of the Association of Ghana Industries, AGI. He acknowledged the important role these Chinese play in the development of the nation, but was quick to add that they must respect the laws of the country. He used the occasion to give full support to resuscitate the presidential special initiatives and make Ghana the pharmaceutical manufacturing center for the West Africa region and beyond. Brighton Trauma has filed this report.
Nana Addo proposed a new economic order to transform Ghana's economy along two paradigms. First, to add value to the natural resources and manufacture what the country needs, and secondly, to become an export-oriented economy by targeting the West African sub-region and the wider global market. He said the country is blessed with all the resources that it's needed to achieve this goal. What is left is committed leadership and the support of entrepreneurs and business people. He outlined his transformation agenda.
Increasing agricultural production and adding value to our products through agro-processing. Developing and adding value to our natural resources, including oil and gas, salt, gold, bauxite, iron ore, manganese, and other natural resources. Supporting and promoting industry, especially small and medium-scale entrepreneurs and business, to be competitive in import substitution and exports through a comprehensive review and reform of our trade policy. Promoting high-value services, including penetration of ICT services, financial services, education, health, and tourism, all for which Ghana is competitive. Making Ghana the pharmaceutical manufacturing center for the West African region and beyond.
This transformation agenda, according to Nana Addo, can be realized if there is reliable supply of power for industry, especially the manufacturing sector. He said the MPP will implement an aggressive infrastructural program focused on expanding the key areas of economic activity. The party is also committed to secondary education with greater emphasis on science, mathematics and technical subjects to meet the needs of industry and create a global competitive workforce. Nana Addo also touched on doing business in Ghana. He said under his presidency, he will make sure that foreigners comply with the laws of the nation.
We don't have any difficulty about Chinese operating and working in our country, but that they respect our laws, like they expect us to respect their laws when our people go there also to train and work. It can't be a situation where, because we're a small little country, big power like China can just run roughshod over us and do what its nationals do what they like. That cannot be good. And I believe that the authorities in China are fully aware that there is a need on both sides of us to be able to put a stop to the phenomenon that you're talking about and be able to have a much healthier relationship. It's in their interest, it's in our interest, and I make it clear to you, those in power in Ghana tomorrow, we're going to make sure that the Ghanaian interest is fully protected as far as these matters are concerned. No two ways about it.
He said the MPP will always be at the forefront of empowering businesses to lead the economy. It is his belief that the time has come to make the private sector the largest actor in the economy. He later signed a document setting out the party's commitment to private sector facilitation and development with the AGI.
Brighton Chalmers report.